Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's time for a news brief. It's Wednesday. Couple little pieces of news, so we're gonna talk about it because it's kind of what we do here on the channel, right?
Yeah. Oh, let me start. Okay, I start with this one. Let's start with this one. LA Knight. Yeah. He's got match at Crown Jewel. He'll be there, but will Vince McMahon be there? So of course, Vince, Undertaker, traveled to Saudi Arabia for last weekend's Tyson Fury Francis Ngannou bout, and that of course got some people talking on the internet about whether Vince would, maybe be backstage for this weekend's Crown Jewel Premium Live event.
Well, I believe he actually said in an interview there in Saudi Arabia, he said that he considers Jeddah the new home of WWE, which seems to be a huge coup. Like, I feel like Ari Emanuel would have, you know, he would be the man to dictate where the home of WWE is.
I mean, you'd think so. So anyways, Fightful Select reported this yesterday, that after the fight, Vince, Undertaker, returned to the United States. But today, PW Insider reported the following, quote, "The majority of the WWE roster is slated to leave for Riyadh, Saudi Arabia tomorrow for the 2023 Crown Jewel event. The one exception we are told is John Cena, who is actually already there. The belief among those we've spoken with is that Vince McMahon and possibly even Ari Emanuel would be at the event."
Big deal right there. So the head honcho. Now the question, of course, on everybody's mind, Larson, is will Vince McMahon be able to sort of like misdirect Ari Emanuel's attention and then sneak over to gorilla position and run the show from there?
I mean, I don't know if it'd have to be something like that. He might be like, hey, here, Ari, let me show you where the real magic of WWE happens here. Gorilla position. This is where the show is directed. This is where everybody comes through before they go out for their segments or matches. And here, have a seat by me. And here's a headset for you. Here's one for me.
Think Ari Emanuel would be like, we're not supposed to be like, we're supposed to let, I've knighted Paul Levesque.
Yeah.
Him run the show, Vince.
He's there. Triple H is there. And he's Vince there, is okay. Like, yes, Triple H is here. He's running the show. Here, we put a headset on.
Yeah.
And then just like bit by bit by bit. It's gradual, hardly noticeable. Yeah. By the end of the show, Vince is dictating everything.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Maybe he'll enact that one. I don't know. I kind of still feel like misdirection, or maybe like a roofie in Ari Emanuel's drink. Some sort of, a little something something. And Ari's like, oh, man, I'm so tired. God damn it, pal. Go get some rest. I'm going to head over to the gorilla position. You're going to go where? Concession snacks. I want some nachos. Yeah, man. Ari's like, okay, sounds good.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew he knocks out, like, you see front row. You remember how they used to have those couches and those, seats and stuff? Yeah, he knocks out on one of those.
You know, the worry always is with Vince backstage that, he's going to get involved putting the show together or directing the show or whatever the case may be. That's the only reason that like him maybe being backstage for the show is in any way news, because in the past, if he's backstage, Vince just doesn't sit backstage at the show. He's got to be involved. Mm-hmm. He's got to do something, you know? Now, seeing as it's not his company anymore, Triple H, Sir Triple H of creative, running all things in the creative department.
Yeah.
Like, what is, like, you'd assume Vince wouldn't be able to take the opportunity to insert himself back in any sort of leadership role. That's the hope, because recent history has suggested that when he's backstage running things, it's terrible. See Raw after Mania this year, you know?
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think it's sort of like, you know, we're kind of being a bit on the silly side here. You know, the scene, you know, he's out. Triple H is in. Paul Levesque is in. Seemed like it'd be weird all of a sudden for him to just go to Gorilla, take over. That does seem weird. I don't see it happening. It's fun to talk about it because I think that's what everybody's going to talk about. Oh, my God, if Vince is within, you know, one square mile of a WWE show, he's going to start running.
And, like, here's the thing, too. If the show's going to underwhelm, if it's not that great, people are like, oh, did Vince do that? Is that Vince's doing? You know?
Yeah. On top of that, it's a premium. I hate saying premium live. It's a pay-per-view, you know? It's like match. I don't know what, like, he could mess with beyond, you know, like, oh, goddamn ballots. Yeah, maybe finishes, you know, or
suddenly
like
LA
outcomes.
Knight just loses clean. Just loses clean. Completely clean. No bloodline.
Or he wins completely clean. I don't know. Maybe. You know. Maybe. This is where we do it. He finishes his story.
Yeah. Who knows?
So, I don't know. Probably much to do about nothing. He does look, he is very, like, limpy. I know he went through that spinal surgery stuff. Yeah. Spinal. And I saw the footage of him hanging out with The Undertaker there in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Very limpy that Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he's got to use a cane still to get around, it looks like,
Yeah, man.
Well, I said it was, it was life-altering, so.
The lifeblood, his life force is in taking it from, you know, the motivation and ambitions of his superstars. He can't do that anymore.
No, he can't.
You know, he used to just suck all that life out of them until they were just, you know. Yeah.
Can't do it anymore. Let's talk about this. This is potentially interesting. If you're into like TV contracts, exciting stuff, I know.
Yeah. Super exciting.
Super exciting. But, you know, it's an interesting case Fightful Select has put out here with this report they had today about how one TV deal could lead to another, and suddenly the landscape's a little bit different. So, Fightful has a report up today about how SmackDown landed back on the USA Network. Now, the NBA's next TV deal could potentially impact not just AEW's next deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, but also where Raw and NXT end up. So, according to Fightful, NBC Universal was interested in bringing the blue brand back to USA because they saw the show as, quote, football-proof and deemed it WWE's top brand in terms of viewership. I think part of that's because it was on network TV.
Well, it's on Fox.
Everybody's got Fox. Fightful ads at NBC Universal could be in the mix to procure NBA's licensing rights when their deal is up in 2025, and that move could impact whether Raw or NXT can stay on USA. I mean, like, the windows don't line up perfectly, but if USA, if I'm interpreting this story correctly, if USA is prioritizing bringing the NBA over, whether it, I'll imagine if NBA and NBC comes back, we get the John Tesh theme back, some round ball rock. Heck yes.
Yeah, but wait a second. Wasn't AEW using that for the Young Bucks or something?
They used it a couple times on Dynamite, yeah.
Yeah.
But you telling me NBC doesn't get the NBA back and they're not going to get round ball rock for the introduction of their show?
Dude, you know, I would think so. On the other hand, we're old. It's all about the new these days. The NBA demographic is pretty young, man. I don't know if they'd be down with Tesh.
I don't know. That theme's pretty timeless anyways. Where was I? Okay, so if NBC Universal, got through that about whether it impact whether Raw or NXT stay on USA. Additionally, Fightful notes that if Warner Brothers Discovery loses the NBA's broadcast rights, that could, in theory, increase Warner Brothers Discovery budgets for other TV deals. And other TV deals, you'd think, might include
AEW.
So Fightful states that as of a few weeks ago, Warner Brothers Discovery, AEW, have yet to strike a new deal for AEW's programming plus pay-per-views plus their back catalog, with sources within Warner Brothers telling Fightful that one of the sticky points apparently might be the value Tony Khan is placing on the AEW library.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
I mean, it's only about 4 years old. It's not that big of a lot, comparatively speaking, to WWE's, which is like endless.
Vast.
That last part right there is kind of a little bit burying the lead. Because, and honestly, like, I know you're sort of, you know, facetiously saying, oh, who cares about, you know, contracts. But it does matter because, like, where are we going to watch our AEW programming? Exactly. You know, how are we going to criticize AEW if we can't watch it somewhere? is it going to end up on the CW at 2 a.m.?
2 a.m. It's the pro wrestling block. You get AEW and NWA.
That is interesting, though, that Tony Khan seems to want to bundle everything, which we had heard about before as a possibility.
Yeah.
Pay-per-views, the library, and then of course all the programming. But I had always suspected, this is just me, I had always suspected he'd wanted to get to the $1 billion, like being able to say $1 billion, and whether that was, yeah, it's over 5 years or 7 years or something like that. I want to say $1 billion deal.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that doesn't matter so much, but the fact that he's trying to bundle all that together. Let me ask you something, and this is, again, complete and total, I'm not going to say reckless, but speculation nonetheless. If they were far apart before, just because they have a bunch more money, if WBD felt that what Tony Khan was asking for would result in them overpaying for what they think AEW's worth, would just because they have more money mean, okay, we're fine overpaying? I find that difficult to believe, right?
You know, it wasn't that long ago, and I'm sure there's still the case to a certain extent. Warner Brothers Discovery was not exactly the best financial position.
And they're still just trying to shed debt. Like, they're trying to get out of debt, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd think if they had any surplus, potential surplus, or at least money that's not being directed towards other TV deals, what are we going to do? Are we going to potentially overpay?
Yeah,
to retain AEW, and while they might be content with the numbers given the deal they have now, if they're, you know, overpaying, well, suddenly they're not recouping that money when it comes to ads during the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are they going to take that money that they could be spending on the NBA, shave off a part just to keep AEW, or are they just going to funnel that money towards paying off debt, exploring other licensing rights? I don't know, airing the Rise of Skywalker
a couple more times a week,
three more times every weekend, as opposed to just once on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
You know, it remains to be seen what they do, but I wouldn't think they would overpay to keep AEW just to keep AEW.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's probably the case if they're trying to get themselves out of debt. And by all accounts, David Zaslav has been pretty good at you know, much to the chagrin of many fans out there of various properties, including the DC stuff where they had the Batgirl movie that Michael Keaton was in, and then they shot the entire thing, still a lot of post-production left on it, but then they just completely scrapped it.
It's just a write-off for them at this point.
Right, exactly. That's the purpose of it, was a tax write-off. So, dude, I don't know. They've also had some, like, pretty high-profile misfires, like The Flash was a debacle. Mission Impossible lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And so they have to account for that as well. I don't know that it'd be one thing, dude, if AEW's ratings were hot, but they're not a foolproof brand, you know? Like, they've had some missteps along the way in terms of their ratings. So, I don't know what kind of leverage Tony Khan necessarily has, if he still might have suitors out there that might want, you know, his programming. That's a distinct possibility. It's just what kind of suitors and what kind of money are they going to be asking for?
Exactly.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out.
You know, if SmackDown is going to be on USA, if USA decides, all right, we're going to prioritize live sports, NBA's mm-hmm. deal coming up, and they've made the decision, well, because of that, we're not going to pursue Raw or NXT to retain those brands. They go elsewhere. So that's one less home potentially for AEW in terms of wherever Raw and NXT would go. And because USA made the deal for the NBA potentially, would that put them in a position where they even think about AEW? Would it be a bit of a conflict having both AEW programming and WWE programming on the same channel on different nights?
Well, I got a different scenario. Yeah.
Depending on how things shake out, there could be limited opportunities for Tony Khan to negotiate a TV deal with a company that's not Warner Brothers Discovery.
I got a different scenario for you as well.
Huh.
What if NBC Universal lands the NBA rights? They already have SmackDown. That's a done deal. Raw's out there. If WBD is like, we don't want all of AEW, but WWE Raw, their flagship show, we'd be cool taking that. Put that on Wednesdays or whatever, you know, not against Monday Night Football. That's maybe, I guess, a possibility. I mean, you know, they're on two different conglomerates right now, Fox and NBC Universal. So, you know, and if that's the case, would WBD, you know, would they just be like, you know, we just want Raw? We know that they are, you know, it is sort of the Xerox of wrestling. It is pro wrestling. It is the peak of pro wrestling. We know pro wrestling does good. They're hot. We're okay paying what they want for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but with AEW, it's, I'm not going to say a losing proposition, but we don't want to spend to get all of your stuff, but we wouldn't mind spending to get, you know, a little chunk of WWE.
Yeah, because Raw.
And where does that land, Tony Khan?
Exactly. You know? I mean, I would assume Raw would be seen as a surer thing. Mm-hmm. Even now against Monday Night Football, they're still getting, you know, at least double the numbers that Dynamite gets.
Mm-hmm.
And during, you know, the summer, spring, when football's not an issue, they're regularly near 2 million viewers.
Yeah. So. It will be interesting to see how this all shakes out, because come 2025, we might be watching, you know, a much different, or might be witnessing a much different wrestling landscape with when it comes to where we watch stuff. I mean, if it ends, I think that one hesitation for both Tony Khan and Ari Emanuel, Nick Khan, Triple H, whoever, Vince McMahon, I guess, with going with like an Amazon or a Facebook, is that's not traditional. You know, there's a lot of unknowns with that stuff. I know Amazon has really been beefing up, you know, them doing live sports and everything, but you know, to be on cable TV, that's still, for now anyways, it's sort of the thing, you know. That's where you want to be. I don't know they want to be, you know, when their major programming to be on a streaming service right now.
I don't know that about that either. So, let's talk about this real quick before we wrap things up. Tony Khan's promised an important announcement tonight at Dynamite, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So rather than doing a full Dynamite preview, because by the time this goes up, we'll be like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours away from Dynamite.
Yeah, true.
So let's just speculate here.
Yeah.
What is Tony Khan's important announcement going to be?
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, I doubt it's a TV deal.
Yes.
What clue is he given? Let me take a look at his Twitter account here, and I'm going to see what clue he's given us.
I'll put this out there while you look that up.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I believe it was Fightful had a thing up today that said, and this is something we'd speculated on going back to when Jericho first said that, you know, the promo he had last week on Dynamite about having a friend that could join him against the Callis family. We thought, oh, it's going to be Paul White. It's going to be Big Show.
And
you know, that's what Fightful's report said as potential partner for Jericho. Could it be a situation where it's revealed Tony Khan has given Tony Schiavone his proxy to announce that Paul White is making a return to the ring?
So, yeah, I mean, that would definitely be an announcement.
It would be an announcement. Important.
It'd be a lame one. I'm going to say, yeah, that's the thing. It's not really important.
That hasn't stopped Tony Khan before, though.
It's a bit subjective. So here's my guess. He says, for many of us, tomorrow is the start of the holiday season. I'll have an important announcement for AEW fans worldwide tomorrow, November 1st, on Wednesday Night Dynamite. It's the start of the holiday season. The start of the holiday season. Maybe there will be some sort of announcement for winter is coming.
Maybe.
I don't know what that could entail.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe he'll just finally pull the trigger on saying, hey, we've got a December pay. You guys have probably noticed we announced a December pay-per-view last week. We got, obviously Full Gear is in November. I forget if they've announced anything, if they have anything in January.
They haven't announced anything officially for
January. Maybe he'll say 2024 is officially the year we go monthly with our pay-per-views.
Could be.
I could see that being the situation. I don't know. What was the last time? We should really do like a tier rank of his announcements. I wonder if anybody's made a list of his announcements.
Yeah. The last time he said he had an announcement, wasn't it the donation for Toys for Tots?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the last announcement.
Let me ask you this. How many of his announcements do you think changed at the last minute because he couldn't come through with what he thought he was going to come through?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I feel like that's been the situation a lot of times. Ooh, he's going to announce the Max deal. No. It's just that, they beat John Cena in the ratings. they prevented Cena from getting a million in the ratings on the developmental show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, that's going to do it for the show. What do you guys, that's what I really want to know. What do the friendos think the huge announcement's going to be? I'm sorry, it's not even huge, it's important. It says important. An important announcement.
Not even very important, just important.
It's an important announcement, yeah. Here's an important announcement. There's now another concession stand. Hey, we're selling more merch at the live show.
I mean, that makes some people happy. Fans who go to the show have often complained about a limited selection of merch available at shows. So, yeah, if they have like a wider array. Table. Yeah.
A second table manned by, I don't know, Ray Phoenix. You know, him and the Lucha Bros are selling the merch right now.
Oh, wow.
How much does this cost? Cero dinero. Free? Si. People just run away with this shit. That's going to do it for the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.